off the ball.
Rugby.
There was no doubt about it that there was a lingering hangover from the Northampton semi-final still in the Aviva air.
Right.
I thought last Saturday night was witnessing the crowd of only 22,000. Every Leinster fan I've spoken to since that day can't not talk about any other match.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Right, Nora. Oh! So it's fantastic to be here and pucking a ball around with Nora. And I guess I'm here at the moment because Lily May and Nora started playing with Cashel Camogie Club. And I decided to join up with the hurlers here in Cashel as well and start playing in this club. I would have previously played for 30 years with Upper Church Drumban at a lot of grades, starting out at intermediate, senior, junior, and right throughout those years I would have given a lot of blood, sweat and tears to Upper Church. But Cashel has been great. I found since I joined it, I really enjoyed playing a bit of junior and coaching at the Camogie, and found it a really good way to get to know new people and just get involved with a club. And I guess my love of hurling would have been all my life. I remember one of the first memories I'd have of a hurling match is the 84 All-Ireland final played in Turles between Cork and Offaly. And I was there with my father, and then in 87 I would have been at the Munster final with Tip and Cork, and on his shoulders on the terrace when Nicky English kicked the goal past Ger Cunningham. And that was a huge day. I think it's given me a good lot as well to be able to just stay playing hurling into my 40s, and I've really enjoyed that. And overall, I think it's a good thing, and if you can stay playing as long as you can and stay enjoying it, that's great. And I love this, just pucking a ball around. I'm coach. I wouldn't say, I think if you ask her who's the best coach she has, it wouldn't be me for sure anyway. To be, you know, Peter or Carmel or Claire or, you know, someone else. and I think that's probably dead on, because I'm kind of caught doing 100 things. But I absolutely love going for pucks and just hitting the ball over and back with Nora, as we're doing now. And that is just, I would say, the most enjoyable, pure form of hurling. And a club is kind of an expression of your love for sport, is how I'd always have seen it anyway. There's nothing like matches too, though. You know, I love playing matches. Love that kind of cut and thrust. And apart from when you get cut in the hand and you're bleeding or have to go for an x-ray with a broken finger or a suspected one or things like that. And I would say coaching, though, is something that I definitely enjoy. And watching them win matches or play well, not even win, just enjoy what they're doing, that's big for me as well. Yeah, the Rock of Cashel is one of those iconic things, I suppose, all around the world. And someone from Cashel put it really well. They said whenever they're coming down on the motorway or going from Dublin or coming up from Cork and they look and they see the Rock in the distance, they know they're getting close to home. And that's a good way to look at it. And I'd say my kids see it like that as well. For me, they're going through Ballycahill and Knockalock is on your left, and you know you're close to, you know, where you grew up and home. And like those type of things stand out. So I suppose the Rock here is one of the key iconic things. It dominates the landscape and it's all over, dotted all over the club here as well. And you can just see what it means, I think, to people, the game, and to be involved in it, and the energy that's put into it. And the Rock is kind of a symbol, I suppose, of Tipperary and a symbol of this area. I think what makes it special is that there's people, like, it's a family thing. There's people close to you involved. There's people, like, I can puck the ball with Nora here and she feels at home here, and I suppose I do as well. And I probably have a unique perspective in some regards, that I'd have the rural and urban setting, and I would have been involved with both clubs, you know. And a lot of it is just about enjoyment ultimately, and that it centres around that. So what's special about this club is that there's that sense of fun, there's that sense of enjoyment, that there's that sense of everyone is in this and everyone is here for a good time and a fun. And if you can foster that really well, I think you get a really strong, successful club. And it feels like the club is going from strength to strength by virtue of the fact that everyone is committed to ensuring that it stays that way and it's positive. And you can see it when the facilities are going in, like an AstroTurf or a second field, or the effort that goes in and the hours that go into that. You're just, when you look at the field, you're looking at the hours and hours of effort. And it's the same with Upper Church, and it's the same with a lot of these clubs. You're simply standing on the shoulders of giants that have gone before you, that have built something that you get to enjoy. And I guess if you put the time and energy into it, future generations will experience the same feelings and, you know, hopefully get something out of it that's really good for them as well. I think I'm clearest in my mind, thoughts wise, when I'm hitting a ball around a ball alley, just bang, ball in hand, bang, and just doing that is great. It just clears the head completely. So being involved in the club has been fantastic, and very happy in this club that I joined and the years I've had here, and I hope you get a good glimpse of it in this programme. Great to be here and joined by Martha, who's involved with the Juvenile Club in a big way. Tell us about your involvement within Cashel King Cormac's.
So I suppose I've two small boys myself. When I moved to Cashel, I'm a blow-in, I'm Kilkenny originally, so I was trying to get a bit of Kilkenny hurling into the club, I suppose, mainly. But when the boys started playing, I suppose I was there, I was bringing them to training, and I said, sure, I may as well get involved. When I suppose the more help you have, the easier it is for people to get involved. You know, if it's left to one or two people, it's a big role for that, for those people. But I was lucky enough, there was seven or eight of us involved when I started at, you know, from the under fives, under sevens level. So, you know, I kind of started just helping out a bit and gradually kept going with them then. I'm with the under nines now at the moment. And sure, look, it's a bit of crack. It's, you get to know the kids and you have a bit of fun with them. I suppose I've got to know a lot of people. I've made great friends in Cashel that I wouldn't have known prior to getting involved in the hurling club. So it's a great network. It's great, you know, there's great spirit in the club. And as I said, it's good to get to know the kids as well, you know.
And you build your own network, I suppose, within the community as well. And you
absolutely
gain a lot as well as
yeah,
your children.
Yeah, so the kids have made so many new friends through it, but we have as well, you know. Which is great. And it's not just parents, it's the other coaches, it's, you know, even some of the senior players are great. They come and they help out with the juvenile coaching. You know, so we get to know all sorts, get to know a lot of people around the town and around the parish. So, you know, that's brilliant.
Do you enjoy the coaching?
Yeah, I do. I played camogie for years. I was never much good at it, but I always loved it and played. I came from a strong hurling and football household, I suppose. So we'd be very much trying to do a bit of equal hurling and football if we can at all with the boys. At the juvenile level, and I suppose gives them the basic skills for both sports, you know, starting off. So I enjoy it. Now, sometimes, sure, I'd be fit to kill them, but most of the time it's great fun. And I suppose the aim for the kids is that you want them to have fun. You want them to leave the field saying, geez, I want to come back again the next day, you know, and that's the aim of it, I suppose, to keep them interested. It's not about winning at, well, they think it's about winning, but at this stage it's about keeping them interested, keeping them active, and giving them the basic skills, because we want to keep as many juveniles as we can, I suppose, working up through the years. So that's what we aim to do, I suppose, have a bit of crack with them.
Yeah, how did you feel when Tipperary got that goal and Oisin O'Donoghue buried
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, the fact that my children were jumping and screaming in my face, you know, didn't help. But I know, do you know what? Like, I suppose I'm Cashel at this stage, haven't I? So I was happy for the lads, I'll say that much. And sure, I went to the All-Ireland, I put on the Tip colours, even though I couldn't say it at home, I put on the Tip colours, and sure, we had a good day out, it was great. And do you know what? It's brilliant for the club. Like, the last couple of years have been brilliant between the seniors, the club team, and then the Tip, you know, success. It's been fantastic. And for the juveniles, for the small kids, like, that means everything to them. And it's, you know, they're so enthusiastic because of what the older lads are doing. And it's not only the senior players, even for the smaller lads to be seeing the under 13s and the under 15s you know, playing well and getting to county finals or West finals or whatever, like that's a great motivation for them, and you know, it adds to it for the smaller kids.
I have two of the main coaches here in Cashel. Neither of them actually from Cashel King Cormac's club though. Cathal Barrett is a Holy Cross man, and Pat Malloy is McCarkey Burris, another strong GAA club. And lads, you're here a good while in the school. Great atmosphere around it, and the hurling is huge, Cathal.
Yeah, hurling is huge. Pat's probably here a bit longer than me, as you can probably tell. But hurling is massive in the school. Yeah, they love it. Look, they absolutely love it. And in fairness, it's not exactly instilled by us initially. It's obviously coming from home and the surrounding areas. And Cashel King Cormac's club are really driving hurling and driving sport at the minute. And you can see that from their success at underage. Like their under 19 was a massive win in the south, and they bet ourselves in the county semi. And then their seniors coming up from Inter Premier's media last year as well, another big step, and getting into the county quarter final, you know. So they're making big strides. So there's a lot of sport and a lot of hurling being generated and influenced around the town at the moment.
And when you've been playing for your club for many years, and you know, you lined out against Oisín O'Donoghue this year, the main man for Tip now. Your career paths at senior level didn't mix really, but he's, you know, the new kid on the block, I suppose. You marked him this year in the championship in Tipperary. How was that like against, you know, a former student here?
Yeah, sure. Look, Oisín's a fabulous hurler and a fabulous young man, and he's doing massive things for Cashel. And yeah, look, I didn't get to mark him directly, but I got to throw a hurley in or two and maybe get a hook or that on him. But sure, look, as you've seen in the All Ireland semi final, if you don't hook the man, he's capable of scoring a rasper of a goal in top corner. So it's brilliant to see his career starting to flourish. Because look, he's a brilliant player, and he's come from a brilliant hurling family as well. So it's great to see.
And Owen Connolly, of course, you lined up with him in the blue and gold jersey.
Yeah, Owen, another brilliant person. Sure, Owen is really the engine of that Cashel team, to own fairness. He's really driving that club to high standards, and he's shown that again then with Tipperary this year, getting his All-Star, which was fully deserved. So it's brilliant to see the boys doing really, really well.
Yeah, and in the school here, you've been doing well for many years, Pat, and they're hurling away behind us here. You know, you've had many good players down the years, and it's here that you play all sports, but the culture, I suppose, is hurling.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably first and foremost. And the interesting thing about this school is we've boys from all corners of the earth come together. And I know it's nice we mentioned the Oisín O'Donoghues and the Owen Connollys. And yes, they're the big stories. But what's also nice is we have guys who may not get an opportunity outside of here to pick up a hurley, pick up a Gaelic football and play. And we have school leagues here. And it's, you know, it's funny. The lads who can do a very small job, maybe they're just learning to rise a ball, learning to kick the ball, pull on the ball, even do a man-marking job. That's where it's most interesting, because as we say, it's community here, everyone's involved. But definitely, this is building. And it's no accident, like Cashel have experienced some great success. You know, under 19 is very, very close in the county final this year. The seniors are making the breakthrough, and that's going to keep building and building. But we'd like to think that there's a nice link between here and the club as well. And yeah, it's onwards and upwards for Cashel.
Yeah, and have you marked a few ex-students when you're playing for McCarkey?
Do you know, we didn't meet Cashel this year. In the draw, I was half expecting or half wondering if we did meet Cashel, I could be marking someone like an Oisín O'Donoghue, a Dave McGrath, Anthony Walsh, these guys. I had these lads in sixth class. I have a picture with Oisín in sixth class where I was the same height I was now. Oisín was maybe up to my shoulder, and now look at him, you know, lighting it up on the big stage. But that's it, that's the circle of it, and it's great to see that forward momentum carrying on.
Yeah, the importance of sports in the school environment can't be underestimated, because it just offers so much socially, mentally and so forth.
Absolutely. Obviously, you know, we're focused on the books inside, but these lads want to get outside, play a bit of hurling, play a bit of soccer. And as you mentioned, the connections. It's not just in school, it's outside of school. The clubs, whether it is the hurling, whether it is Cashel King Cormac's GA, Cashel Town Soccer, there's big links being built all the time. And it starts here. And as I said, the links with the clubs is what makes it stronger and stronger. And it's really good to see.
It's brilliant to be joined here by Mary Andrews, principal here in Cashel. And
Mary, the school is a hive of activity all year round, and Camogie has a big part to play in it as well.
It has indeed, yeah. And I suppose no matter what time of the year you're talking about, there's something going on. As you visit us today, we're in the throes of rehearsals for a school show, which is on three nights next week, whereas, say, in May and June, all the activity might be around sport. So we do a lot of different sports. Camogie is obviously very big and very important, but we also have Gaelic football, we do basketball, we do volleyball. Try and give the girls as much opportunity as possible to experience different games, and I suppose the obviously as well the skills transfer as well from one sport to another. It's something I suppose you would observe is that a lot of the same girls tend to play camogie, play football, play basketball, and I suppose again the skills just transfer from one to the other.
And when you think of it like that, I suppose it is about that participation. It's about that staying in the game, whatever the game is.
Absolutely. And I think that would be very much, you know, part of the ethos of our school around participation. And again, regardless of whether it's a song and dance school show or whether it's a camogie team, that the emphasis is very much on participation. Now, that's not to say, obviously, if we win a cup like we have here for the under 13A final in the camogie, we absolutely relish it and enjoy it and celebrate it as much as we possibly can. But I suppose as a school, we would really emphasize participation, how important it is to participate, how important it is to be part of a team, and also to learn to win with grace, but also to lose with grace, and that life is full of ups and downs, so you take the good with the bad. So we certainly do celebrate when we do have the good things, but yes, participation, I think, regardless of what activity it is, really important. And commitment, I think that's the other aspect I think we like to emphasize really importantly, is commitment. That if you join something, you know that you commit to it for a certain length of time. Maybe in society in general, possibly maybe it's something that is lacking at the moment, that idea that you commit to what you are doing. And I think we would very much sell that to the girls that, you know, please give it a try, but give it a good try. Don't drop out quickly. Stay with it and give it a good try.
Well, fantastic to be here with Kate Skehan here in Cashel at the girls' school here. And she's one of the coaches that was leading a very successful team to the county final. But that doesn't happen by chance. A lot of work goes in to get to a county final, as the school experienced earlier this year.
Yeah, that's it, Stephen. When I joined the staff here 8 years ago, I got involved with camogie coaching along with some other teachers. And I suppose we train in the summer months every Monday. We have a great gang of girls that join us every Monday. They're very dedicated and enthusiastic. And, you know, it's great to be involved and to give back to them and try to encourage them to continue on in sport, because, you know, there's so many benefits to it for girls of that age.
And you played camogie yourself growing up, but I suppose you have some regrets.
Yeah, that's it. I would have played with Dorla Sog as a younger child, and then when I got into secondary school, none of my friends were going training and I gave it up, and it's definitely one of my regrets. So I'm trying to inspire and encourage our girls here to continue on in primary school and as they go on into secondary school. So I hope that they'll have the confidence and the courage to keep it up when maybe it's not always the easiest thing to do.
And I suppose if they're playing in school, it becomes something natural to them. And that's the secret to a long participation in sport.
Yeah, that's it. As they say, practice makes perfect. And, you know, it's all about putting in the time and the dedication and coming to training every week and just doing their best. And we welcome every child in the school to join from third class up. And it doesn't matter their background, their ability, their experience. Everyone is welcome and everyone is included, and they all get plenty of game time. So it's great that we can encourage everyone to join. And after our big win last year, we found this year we had lots more join the Gaelic football team. I suppose that has inspired them to join, and they want to be part of a winning team as well. So hopefully now in the summer, we might have some success again in Semple Stadium.
Well, brilliant to be joined with two involved with the hurling side of things in Cashel and the camogie side and football as well. And I'm delighted to be joined by Michael Ryan and Conal Bonner here. And
Lads, great to be here. And Michael, start with you. What does this club mean to you?
I suppose it means a lot, because I would have started playing hurling below in the CBS field. That was the first journey that I would have had going there. Like, it sounds like something out of the 1950s, but I literally cycled in from my own place, which is a mile out the road, with the hurley tied onto the crossbar. This sounds like something, and I literally wore the helmet on my head, which was the easiest way of going in. So that's where my journey began, playing with Cashel. We used to use the CBS field. That was where the juvenile training began, and then we come up here to Leahy Park. So I suppose that's where, from there, we progressed on up through the under ages, and we had a great journey then following Cashel. At the time, Colin would have been one of the players and his brothers, and like the journey for me, I remember going into a county semi-final inside in Thurles in 1988. They lost the semi-final, but it was the beginning of a journey. You could see something was developing in the club with the mix of the players. The team at that stage in particular was an awful lot of families. There was two or three members from each family on the team, and that's what created the buzz. Now, my own dad, I suppose, he indoctrinated me by bringing me to see Tipperary play. And I suppose Colin was younger at the time, he was only a minor. But I remember going to the Munster final in Thurles in 1987, standing at the back. My dad had a 10-year ticket at the time, and I, as you would, I squeezed in. I was a big fella squeezing in with him in through the turnstile, but I stood at the back of the stand, and I can still clearly close my eyes and see Nicky English scoring the Maradona goal. I can see him opening up his body. I can see Jerk Hunting on the goal line and picking his spot into the right hand corner. I can see it, and that's like, as I always say to my children on holidays, close your eyes and imagine what you're seeing. Well, I can imagine on the hurling field, and I remember banging that galvanised like anything and going home that evening with my dad and saying, we'll have to go to Killarney. And dad was going, I don't know now, you're going to Killarney, but I'm going anyway. So like, these are the games, like, and I've been very fortunate to go to a lot of All-Ireland finals. I've actually been at 29 senior hurling finals.
Wow.
So like, I suppose that's what I want to get across to the girls in particular, that I train, is the love for the game of hurling, because there's nothing more therapeutic, and I heard you talking about it earlier, than picking up a hurley and poking a ball over and back to a friend. You can chat away. I tell you this much, you can pay for all the psychology you want, and you can pay for all the psychiatric help you want, but poking that ball over and back and hitting it on the sweet spot, that's what hurling's about for me. And I suppose if I can get that love of the game across to the girls that I work with, let it be under 8s or under 12s or whatever it is, I think we're winning. And I think the Camogie Club in Cashel, obviously we've had great success over the years. There's two All-Ireland club titles there that were won back in the noughties. Great, great players. My neighbour, Una Dwyer, one of the best that ever played the game. I remember playing Camogie with her when she was younger, actually. She played corner forward. I played in the same school team as her, and I played wing back, so that's the only way to fame, so you claim everything you can. She was an outstanding talent, like, you know, and a beautiful hurler coming to the ball. So I suppose a hurler or a Camogie player, you know, it's a love, as I said. It's like Noel McGrath. When Noel McGrath hits the ball out of the middle of the hurley, you're winning. So like, that's what we're trying to get across to the girls. Keep them playing, keep them loving the game, and if they do that, they're going to prosper.
Ah, fantastic. And you're the chairperson of the club here, the Camogie side of things, and you've All Ireland hurling medals. Like, there's a seamless transfer there, I suppose.
I know, absolutely. But first thing I say is, how do you follow that? I must say, look, I was fascinated. Listen, my family have a long tradition involved in both the Camogie and the GAA in Cashel. My dad was started the first Camogie team back in the 50s and 60s. My mum played, they won a junior county title. And look, so I'm involved in the Camogie Club. I have two daughters, they play, but I have seven sisters, they play with the Cashel Camogie Club. And yeah, I heard about the one club, helping my own girls getting involved in the club and training and developing them. But like, you know, when I heard about creating similar experiences for boys and girls playing Gaelic games in your community, how better ambition could you have other than that? So I really embraced Camogie Club because I'm so involved in the GAA, and I think that has to be our ambition, to create the same experiences for boys and girls in our community playing Gaelic games. And it's a fantastic partnership we have with the GAA. I'm loving and enjoying working with the Camogie Club. We've really, really good club from top to down, but it's the people like Michael and all of your juvenile coaches that are the bread and broad of absolute all of our GAA and Camogie.
And you would have been here playing with the brothers, the sisters, and your father came from Donegal, football stronghold. You love football as well.
Yeah, look, I And it's probably something that's a bit of a disappointment at the moment. But I grew up, we played hurling football, and that was it all the way up. And one of the best memories I have with this club is we won an under 21 county title, county A football title. It was a great experience, great. And we're, you know, town teams are good footballers as well. And Cormac, Colum, and myself played underage county. Cormac played senior county with Tipperary. So I love football, and I would really like that we get as good at football and take it as seriously as the football as we would hurling.
Great stuff. And hurling is your first love. You remember the match that Michael was talking about too in 87 with Nicky's Maradona goal. Your brother was playing that day.
You were a minor. Did you play the Munster minor final same day?
We won the Munster minor final just before that. And look, it was a fantastic experience. I thought he was going to say that he remembers me catching the ball under the goal or something. But no, obviously that wasn't it. But look, it was a fantastic experience. I went to Killarney because... you know, we had won, so it was the following, it was 2 weeks probably later, but great experience, great times. Those late 80s, early 90s were just a phenomenal experience from the county, but equally the club. Like, we won our first ever county hurling title, and we got to our first county semi-final in 88 in about 40 years, competed in 1990, lost the final, won in 1991. It was just a phenomenal time for the club, the community, our family, and like, as Michael says, like, what you're trying to do now is to bring that back to the kids, to the community, to say, look, these opportunities are there for you, and we're trying to put the structures and the support there for them.
Yeah. See, Stephen, like, if you even... I was 12, right, when I remember his brother Colum lifting the cup in Mitchelstown, okay? And I'm actually standing, he lifted on top of a dugout in Mitchelstown, okay? He got up on top of the dugout, that's where the cup is presented. And I'm actually standing on the bottom of it looking up at him. You see, players, they mightn't realise at the time, like, that even the players, like Tipperary, obviously fortunate to win the Ireland again this year, which is fantastic, but the influence that they're having on the young lads. And it may not be that player will be a superstar in the hurling field, but they might be the next generation, the next player again. It might be their children, it might be the influence that they'll have as a coach. It's incremental. It's all very, very important. Everybody has to be seen that their value is important. They don't have to be Colum or Sonny Cohen, obviously superstar in the field when he's playing, but his influence, it can be the same as my influence when it's training young lads, you know, giving them the encouragement to improve all the time, get that feel for the game. It might be how to learn how to tackle, how to jostle a player, how to win that ball. It's all that in encouragement that you need to bring across. And I suppose in Cashel there is an infectious love for the game of hurling. There absolutely is, and there always has been. Going back, Cashel won a junior county final in 1956, I remember rightly, and even my own dad would have always spoken about those players very, very highly until the crop that came along. And it would say the late 80s, early 90s. So players that have had the success, they're very, very important as they go up along. Now at the moment, obviously we have a good crop of players there at the moment. They make great progress. They got to the county quarterfinal this year. They say the senior men, they got to the quarterfinal. So hopefully that's a stepping stone over the next 4 or 5 years that they can hopefully maybe go on and win a Dan Breen. For the women, this year wasn't what they would have hoped for, our senior Camogie team. But look, Camogie has a way of changing very, very fast, because we'll say an under-12 Camogie player, in 5 or 6 years' time, she can be coming on and playing in the senior Camogie team. The thing can move very, very quickly. But the key is keeping them involved, keeping them at it, and seeing a progression where they can progress and get on the Cashel King Cormac jersey. You know, like, I suppose we're like home on pigeons when it comes to the Rock of Cashel, okay? There is a great feeling there. If you ever go away for a month or a few weeks or whatever it is, when you come home, when you see the Rock of Cashel, my wife was a Cork woman, which is great, she's a Cork woman this year now, but like, I only have to see the Rock of Cashel just for a millisecond and I'm home. But she says we're still 5 miles away. I'm home, you know what I mean? So there's that connection when it comes to Cashel, and hurling then is the next thing that really joins us all together. The GAA club really joins us together. The whole one club is a great initiative, there is no doubt about it, because we're the one family, so we're all coming from the same families coming into the hurling field, so why should we be like apartheid, going right and going left? We're going the same way, like. So at the end of the day, the hurling is what unites us in this town, okay? When we want to be successful at it, but by doing the right things, we will become successful, and that's the way we've done it before, we'll do it again.
Mickey, it's all year round hurling here, like, there's teams training in January and teams training in December.
Yeah, look, and lucky to do it, like, you know what I mean. The boys have had a good senior campaign, a lot of them are on the senior team that are playing under 21s, and look, it's a great competition, you know. They're loving training, they're getting on with it, and they're going well.
And you yourself, you got involved in coaching, and you've been involved in a few teams, and good backroom team around you is key as well.
Yeah, I've brought in Chile there, and Owen Connolly, and John Gaffney, Johnny Welch, and Robert Hoffner. Like, there's a good team. They all have experience at coaching at senior level and underage. Like, we're involved with a lot of underage teams together, and down through the years we have been involved with teams, so it's good to have a good team of lads there with you. You know, they take less of a they take the burden off you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're outside taking a session now at the minute as we speak, like, you know.
Yeah, and when you're in charge of a team like that, if you can buzz off lads that, you know, that understand your game, that you understand, and you've hurled alongside a lot of those boys,
yeah. I've hurled with a lot of their fathers, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I've seen these boys coming up. I've trained them underage. There's a great bunch of lads. Like, the underage in Cashel is absolutely flying it at the minute. And that didn't happen today or yesterday. That's happening for the last 12, 13 years. You can see with the... when we won the Premier Intermediate and now we're up Dan Breen, like, all them were training at a young age under us and of other people in the club, you know.
Brilliant to be here with Seanie O'Donoghue, chairman of Cashel, and Oisín, Tipperary hurler and Cashel King Cormac's senior player, and father and son here beside us. And Seanie, you've been a proud man all year with the goal he got against Kilkenny. That's probably the standout moment. Everyone is still talking about it.
They are, Stevie, they are. Look, it's been a great year for Oisín, obviously, and for us as a family personally, but it's also been a great year for the club as regards, you know, Owen Connolly and Oisín representing the club. And, you know, being a serious part of the Tipperary success for 2025. It has been a great year. Unfortunately, everything comes to an end, CB. The boys are back training now and the whole lot, so looking forward to 2026. But yeah, very enjoyable year.
Yeah, and the club is going very well, and like, you come in there and you have to steer a ship, but there's a lot of people helping you out too.
No, there is. It's not, let's say, me about me. It's about, let's say, a collective of people, like-minded people coming together, Stevie, to run the club, and, you know, having a common kind of goal of where the club and the direction of the club should be going. You know, the club is going very, very well. We have a very, very good juvenile structure that was kind of probably set up maybe 10 or 12 years ago, and we're seeing fruition now. We have an awful lot of very good young players in both codes. And, you know, that's a feeder club then into our senior setup. So our senior setup, you know, we won the Premier Intermediate in 2024, beaten in the Munster final by Wallagrass Hill. But then we entered the senior ranks and took part in the Dan Breen this year in 2025. And we started seeded 16th, and I'd say we're probably 7th or 8th seeded now, Stevie. So, you know, a lot of good hard work that's going in, at training, the whole lot. Some very, very good coaches up there as well. But, you know, overall in general, the club is in a very, very good place.
Great stuff. And you're one of the players at the moment. You're feeling the fruits of the labour of the people, I suppose. And you appreciate that, the work that goes in, Oisín.
Yeah, absolutely, and even a starter from under six up, and yeah, as Dad said, we won the Premier Intermediate last year, and it was just great to get to enjoy it with people who were supporting you since you're under six, like, and all the way up, so to celebrate that was very special for us, and you really do, looking back on the year, you do appreciate it, because so much time and effort goes into it, like, and without the people there supporting it, like, this ship doesn't go, like.
We're up talking to your teachers above in the school, in the primary school. They're very proud still, like, and like Pat Malloy and Will Ryan and so forth. And you learned your lessons there on the hurling field as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Pat and Will had such a huge part in the hurling above in the primary school, and we won county finals up there as well. So they definitely steered us in the right direction in terms of hurling and in the classroom as well. That really, you know, lots of life skills involved in that as well, so we're really bearing the fruits for now.
Yeah, and like, you're hurling all year round now, I suppose, college and everything else.
Yeah, as I say, what else would I be doing, really? I absolutely love it, so once you're doing the thing you love, life's enjoyable.
Yeah. What teams are you on now for the winter?
Under 21, hurling with Cashel, Fitzgibbon, and now we're back in with Tip Senior and 20, under 20. So.
Yeah, up in Limerick, so in college.
Limerick, yeah, it's just hot and heavy now. So.
Great stuff. You enjoying Fitzgibbon?
Yeah, haven't got to play a game yet. Hopefully now come January we'll be able to take the field. So looking forward to that as well.
Yeah. Are you still getting people asking you about that wonder goal against the Cats?
Small of it. Mostly if I meant it or not, and I always tell people I did, so I'll stand by that for the rest of my life, I'd say.
Yeah, they were telling me earlier in the school, the celebration was something you saw with the hands up. Was it Maradona, or who was your inspiration?
I was told Bellingham after, it was just maybe a bit of stupidity in there as well, just spur of the moment stuff, I don't know really, I didn't think much about it now, it just kind of happened.
Oh, the stands, the terraces erupted. That was a fantastic win against Kilkenny, because I suppose the rivalry that's gone on with Kilkenny over the past couple of decades in particular.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I grew up watching typical Kilkenny play each other year in, year out in All-Ireland finals, and to partake in a semi-final against Kilkenny is a dream come true.
Yeah, and you've a lot of role models within that, I suppose. You'd have watched Noel McGrath playing with Tip when you were in primary school, would you?
Absolutely. Like, still get butterflies talking to Noel, like, just don't want to say something stupid in front of him, because, you know, he's an absolute icon in the hurling world and a real inspiration of mine growing up.
Yeah, and Owen Connolly as well, first cousin, is that right?
First cousin, yeah, and it's great to be on the panel with Owen, because even growing up, you're looking at Owen playing with Tip teams, and he was one of the only ones at the time with Cashel, so to get to talk out in the blue and gold alongside him is also a dream come true as well.
Yeah, and would you talk about hurling, like, you know, if he was over in the house, would you go out for a few pucks, or how did it work? Would it have been that way growing up all the time?
Growing up, it would have been just, you know, a puck and talk about hurling, school, life in general. Like, he's always there for if you need anything. Like, if I'm ever down in the dumps about having a bad game or a session, he kind of put the arm around you and tell you where you need to improve, really, and he's just a massive help that way.
Mm. And so you had two All-Irelands this year, under 20 as well?
Two All-Irelands, yeah. It was a fairly heavy year, and you know, we're bearing fruit for it now, but that comes back to the work in December, January, February, when you're doing the run and you're doing the gym, you're dedicating your life to it, like, and we really seen the rewards of it there in May, June and July.
Yeah, and the club, the effort that's going on, and others under 21 training, like, that's going on winter time, and then you're back into senior training, and like, the love for it is very deep with people around here.
That's it, like, it's real community effort. Like, there's so many people putting their time and effort into it, and without them, like, it just doesn't work. So I'm really thankful for the people of Cashel and all the sport around, because everyone's just trying to look out for you, everyone's trying to help you no matter what goes on. So it's really fortunate that way.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So, you know, many more years with that club and cheering on and wearing the blue and gold.
Yeah, I want to play for the rest of my life, really. I know it's not possible, but just absolutely loving my hurling, loving playing for Cashel, for Tape. Just want to stay doing it now for another few years. And I know not every year you win everything, but that's definitely the plan.
Yeah, and like, to stay grounded is huge too, Shawnee. And like, I know he's here beside us, but he has that groundedness that you need, and that's vital too.
It is, Stevie. And look, himself and Owen are kind of a very similar character, and very rounded individuals, very calm. Wouldn't get ahead of themselves, which is great. But look, the lads are phenomenal in the club as well. They're at juvenile training sessions, they're at senior training sessions there when they're actually training with Tip and the whole lot. So, like, they're huge pluses for us in the club. But it's not only, let's say, Oisin and Owen, it's like we have a massive amount of players in the club, and very, very good players too, talented players, you know, and fellas that would be on the fringes of an under 20 team or a Tip senior team or whatever. So we have a talented bunch of players, and our juveniles, you know, are going to, we've 10 juveniles or 10 minors coming up to their senior ranks this year, will make a huge difference to us. But overall, Stevie, in the club, we have an awful lot of people that are working very, very hard. Like, all the coaches, let's say, all the parents driving the kids to the matches. We have an executive committee there that, you know, work tirelessly year in, year out for the club. I think there's 20 people on that. And we have an awful lot of people then on match days above in the field that row in, you know, whether it's making teas or coffees or sandwiches or whatever. We're a pivotal part of the community, Stevie, right? And that's the way I see Cashel and Carmarthen into the future as well, that we're actually one of the main parts to play in this community, right? And the community is ever changing every day of the week, every week of the year, every month of the year, as regards there's lots of houses being built here in Cashel, there's new folk coming in, you know, so like we have the gates open all the time, welcoming people in to join our club. But I think the mainstay of Cashel would be the GA club, and obviously the Camogie club as well. We have a huge part to play in that, as regards, let's say, making sure that we have every child that's in the school, Playing sport makes no difference whether you're any good at it or not. It's the participation from the juvenile side of it, and then, you know, if you start to take it serious and move on, then, you know, you'll see yourself getting better and better and better, and then you get kind of get more enthusiastic about it and all that. So, but overall, the club is going very, very well. We have, you know, you interviewed Seamus King there and Sean O'Dear, Matty earlier on, like they're major parts of our club as well, and they're in the club a long, long time. You know, Seamus, I think was he 10 or 12 years as chairman. Michael Brosnan below, you know, he's treasurer for the last 10, 15 years. PJ Dunn is probably secretary for the last 7 or 8 years. So we've, you know, a massive amount of people that have given a life's work into the Cashkin Cormacs, and it bears fruit all the time. You know, the club is on a steady trajectory going up. It's rising all the time. And I think, you know, as you said, I'm chairman of the club. I'm steering the ship, but you know what? I'm delighted to do it because the people around me are fantastic.